Section 184. Since thou hast, O my God, established thyself upon the throne of thy transcendent unity and ascended the mercy seat of thy oneness, it befitteth thee to blot out from the hearts of all beings whatsoever may keep them back from gaining admittance into the sanctuary of thy divine mysteries, and may shut them out from the tabernacle of thy divinity, that all hearts may mirror thy beauty and may reveal thee and speak of thee, and that all created things may show forth the tokens of thy most august sovereignty and shed the splendours of the light of thy most holy governance, and that all who are in heaven and on earth may laud and magnify thy unity and give thee glory for having manifested thyself unto them through him who is the revealer of thy oneness. Divest then thy servants, O my God, of the garments of self and desire, or grant that the eyes of thy people may be lifted up to such heights that they will discern in their desires naught except the stirring of the gentle winds of thine eternal glory, and may recognize in their own selves nothing but the revelation of thine all-merciful self, that the earth and all that is therein may be cleansed of whatever is alien to thee, or anything that manifesteth aught save thyself. All this can be fulfilled throughout thy dominion by thy word of command, be and it is, nay, even swifter than this, and yet the people understand not. Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou, O my beloved. I swear by thy glory, I recognize this very moment that thou hast granted all for which I have supplicated thee in this blessed night, which as decreed by thee calleth to remembrance him who was the companion of thy beauty and the beholder of thy face, ere I had been mentioned by thee or called into being within the court of thy holiness. I perceive that thou hast made all things to be the manifestations of thy behest, and the revelations of thy handiwork, and the repositories of thy knowledge, and the treasuries of thy wisdom. I recognize, moreover, that were any of the revelations of thy names and thine attributes to be withheld, though it be the weight of a grain of mustard seed, from whatsoever hath been created by thy power and begotten by thy might, the foundations of thine everlasting handiwork would thereby be made incomplete, and the gems of thy divine wisdom would become imperfect. For the letters of negation, no matter how far they may be removed from the holy fragrances of thy knowledge, and however forgetful they may become of the wondrous splendours of the dawning light of thy beauty, which are shed from the heaven of thy majesty, must needs exist in thy realm, so that the words which affirm thee may thereby be exalted. Thy might beareth me witness, O my well-beloved. The entire creation hath been called into being to exalt thy triumph and to establish thine ascendancy, and all the bounds that have been set by thee are but the signs of thy sovereignty and proclaim the power of thy might. How great, how very great are the revelations of thy wondrous power in all things! They are such that the lowliest among thy creatures hath been made by thee a manifestation of thy most august attribute, and the most contemptible token of thy handiwork hath been chosen as a recipient of thy most mighty name. Poverty, as decreed by thee, hath been made the means for the revelation of thy riches, and abasement a path leading to thy glory, and sinfulness a cause for the exercise of thy forgiveness. By them thou hast demonstrated that to thee belong thy most excellent titles, and unto thee pertain the wonders of thy most exalted attributes. Since thou hast purposed, O my God, to cause all created things to enter into the tabernacle of thy transcendent grace and favour, and to waft over the entire creation the fragrances of the raiment of thy glorious unity, and to look upon all things with the eyes of thy bounty and thy oneness, I beseech thee therefore, by thy love which thou hast made to be the mainspring of the revelation of thine eternal holiness, and the flame that gloweth within the hearts of such of thy creatures as yearn towards thee, to create this very moment for those of thy people who are wholly devoted to thee, and for such of thy loved ones as love thee, out of the essence of thy bounty and thy generosity, and from the inmost spirit of thy grace and thy glory, thy paradise of transcendent holiness, and to exalt it above everything except thee, and to sanctify it from aught else save thyself. Create moreover within it, O my God, out of the lights shed by thy throne, handmaidens who will intone the melodies of thy wondrous and most sweet invention, that they may magnify thy name with such words as have not been heard by any of thy creatures, be they the inmates of thy heaven or the dwellers of thine earth, nor been comprehended by any of thy people. Unlock then the gates of this paradise to the faces of thy loved ones, that haply they may enter them in thy name and by the power of thy sovereignty, that thereby the sovereign bounties vouchsafed by thee unto thy chosen ones, and the transcendent gifts granted unto thy trusted ones, be perfected, that they may extol thy virtues with such melodies as none can either intone or describe, and that none of thy people may conceive the design of appearing in the guise of any of thy chosen ones, or of emulating the example of thy loved ones, and that none may fail to discern between thy friends and thine enemies, or to distinguish them that are devoted to thee from such as stubbornly oppose thee. Potent art thou to do what thou willest, and powerful and supreme art thou over all things. Exalted, immeasurably exalted art thou, O my beloved, above the strivings of any of thy creatures, however learned, to know thee. Exalted, immensely exalted art thou, above every human attempt, no matter how searching, to describe thee. For the highest thought of men, however deep their contemplation, can never hope to outsoar the limitations imposed upon thy creation, nor ascend beyond the state of the contingent world, nor break the bounds irrevocably set for it by thee. How can, then, a thing that hath been created by thy will, that overruleth the whole of creation, a thing that is itself a part of the contingent world, have the power to soar into the holy atmosphere of thy knowledge, or reach into the seat of thy transcendent power? High, immeasurably high art thou above the endeavours of the evanescent creature to soar unto the throne of thine eternity, or of the poor and wretched to attain the summit of thine all-sufficing glory. From eternity thou didst thyself describe thine own self unto thyself, and extol in thine essence unto thine essence. I swear by thy glory, O my best beloved, who is there besides thee that can claim to know thee, and who save thyself can make fitting mention of thee? Thou art he who from eternity abode in his realm, in the glory of his transcendent unity and the splendours of his holy grandeur. Were anyone except thee to be deemed worthy of mention in all the kingdoms of thy creation, from the highest realms of immortality down to the level of this nether world, how could it then be demonstrated that thou art established upon the throne of thy unity? And how could the wondrous virtues of thy oneness and thy singleness be glorified? I bear witness this very moment to what thou hast testified for thine own self, ere thou hast created the heavens and the earth, that thou art God, and that there is none other God besides thee. Thou hast from everlasting been potent through the manifestations of thy might to reveal the signs of thy power, and thou hast ever made known through the daysprings of thy knowledge the words of thy wisdom. No one besides thee hath ever been found worthy to be mentioned before the tabernacle of thy unity, and none except thyself hath proved himself capable of being praised within the hallowed court of thy oneness. Praised be to thee, O my God, that thou hast revealed thy favours and thy bounties. And glory be to thee, O my beloved, that thou hast manifested the day star of thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies. I yield thee such thanks as can direct the steps of the wayward towards the splendours of the morning light of thy guidance, and enable those who yearn towards thee to attain the seat of the revelation of the effulgence of thy beauty. I yield thee such thanks as can cause the sick to draw nigh unto the waters of thy healing, and can help those who are far from thee to approach the living fountain of thy presence. I yield thee such thanks as can divest the bodies of thy servants of the garments of mortality and abasement, and attire them in the robes of thine eternity and thy glory, and lead the poor unto the shores of thy holiness and all-sufficient riches. I yield thee such thanks as can enable the heavenly dove to warble forth upon the branches of the lote tree of immortality her song, "Verily, thou art God, no God is there besides thee. From eternity thou hast been exalted above the praise of aught else but thee, and been high above the description of anyone except thyself." I yield thee such thanks as can cause the nightingale of glory to pour forth its melody in the highest heaven. Ali, in truth, is thy servant, whom thou hast singled out from among thy messengers and thy chosen ones, and made him to be the manifestation of thyself in all that pertaineth unto thee, and that concerneth the revelation of thine attributes and the evidences of thy names. I yield thee such thanks as can stir up all things to extol thee and to glorify thine essence, and can unloose the tongues of all beings to magnify the sovereignty of thy beauty. I yield thee such thanks as can fill the heavens and the earth with the signs of thy transcendent essence, and assist all created things to enter the tabernacle of thy nearness and thy presence. I yield thee such thanks as can make every created thing to be a book that shall speak of thee, and a scroll that shall unfold thy praise. I yield thee such thanks as can establish the manifestations of thy sovereignty upon the throne of thy governance, and set up the exponents of thy glory upon the seat of thy divinity. I yield thee such thanks as can make the corrupt tree to bring forth good fruit through the holy breaths of thy favours, and revive the bodies of all beings with the gentle winds of thy transcendent grace. I yield thee such thanks as can cause the signs of thine exalted singleness to be sent down out of the heaven of thy holy unity. I yield thee such thanks as can teach all things the realities of thy knowledge and the essence of thy wisdom, and will not withhold the wretched creatures from the doors of thy mercy and thy bountiful favour. I yield thee such thanks as can enable all who are in heaven and on earth to dispense with all created things through the treasuries of thine all-sufficing riches, and can aid all created things to reach unto the summit of thine almighty favours. I yield thee such thanks as can assist the hearts of thine ardent lovers to soar into the atmosphere of nearness to thee and of longing for thee, and kindle the light of lights within the land of Iraq. I yield thee such thanks as can detach them that are nigh unto thee from all created things, and draw them to the throne of thy names and thine attributes. I yield thee such thanks as can cause thee to forgive all sins and trespasses, and to fulfill the needs of the peoples of all religions, and to waft the fragrances of pardon over the entire creation. I yield thee such thanks as can enable them that recognize thy unity to scale the heights of thy love, and cause such as are devoted to thee to ascend unto the paradise of thy presence. I yield thee such thanks as can satisfy the wants of all such as seek thee, and realize the aims of them that have recognized thee. I yield thee such thanks as can blot out from the hearts of men all suggestions of limitations and inscribe the signs of thy unity. I yield thee such thanks as that with which thou didst from eternity glorify thine own self, and didst exalt it above all peers, rivals, and comparisons. O thou, in whose hands are the heavens of grace and of bounty, and the kingdoms of glory and majesty. Lauded be thy name, O Lord my God and my Master. Thou bearest witness and seest and knowest the things that have befallen thy loved ones in thy days, and the continual trials and the successive tribulations and the incessant afflictions which have been sent down upon thine elect. Such hath been their plight, that the earth became too strait for them, and they were encompassed by the evidences of thy wrath and the signs of thy fear in every land, and the doors of thy mercy and thy loving kindness were shut against them, and the garden of their hearts was deprived of the overflowing showers of thy grace and thy bountiful favours. Wilt thou withhold, O my God, from such as love thee, the wonders of thine ascendancy and triumph? Wilt thou shatter, O my beloved, the hopes which they who are devoted to thee have fixed on thy manifold bounties and gifts? Wilt thou keep back, O my Master, those that have recognized thee from the shores of thy sanctified knowledge? Or wilt thou cease to rain down upon the hearts of such as desire thee the showers of thy transcendent grace? No, no, and to this thy glory beareth me witness. I testify this very moment that thy mercy hath surpassed all created things, and thy loving kindness encompassed all that are in heaven and all that are on earth. From everlasting the doors of thy generosity were open to the faces of thy servants, and the gentle winds of thy grace were wafted over the hearts of thy creatures, and the overflowing rains of thy bounty were showered upon thy people and the dwellers of thy realm. I know full well thou hast delayed to manifest thy triumph in the kingdom of creation, by reason of thy knowledge which embraceth both the mysteries of thy decree and the hidden things ordained behind the veils of thine irrevocable purpose, that thereby those who have entered beneath the shadow of thy transcendent mercy may be separated from those who have dealt disdainfully with thee and turned back from thy presence at a time when thou didst manifest thy most exalted beauty. Exalted, immeasurably exalted art thou, therefore, O my beloved, forasmuch as thou hast divided in thy realm thy loved ones from thine enemies, and has perfected thy most weighty testimony and thy most infallible proof unto all who are in heaven and on earth. Have mercy, then, upon those who were brought low in thy land by reason of what hath befallen them in thy path. Exalt them, then, O my God, through the power of thy might and the potency of thy will, and raise them up to proclaim thy cause through thine omnipotent sovereignty and purpose. I swear by thy glory, my sole purpose in showing forth thine ascendancy hath been to glorify thy cause and to magnify thy word. I am persuaded that if thou wert to delay to send down thy victory and to demonstrate thy power, the signs of thy sovereignty would assuredly perish in thy land, and the tokens of thy rule would be blotted out throughout thy dominion. My breast is straitened, O my God, and sorrows and vexations have compassed me round, for I hear among thy servants every praise except thy wondrous praise, and behold amidst thy people the evidences of all things save the evidences of what thou hast prescribed unto them by thy behest and destined for them through thy sovereign will and ordained unto them by thine overruling decree. They have strayed so far from thee that should any of thy loved ones deliver unto them the wondrous tokens of thy unity and the gem-like utterances that attest thy transcendent oneness, they would thrust their fingers into their ears and would cavil at him and mock him. All this hast thou set down through thine all-encompassing sovereignty and apprehended through thine omnipotent supremacy. Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou, O my Master. Look then upon the hearts which in their love for thee have been transfixed by the darts of thine enemies, and the heads which were borne on spears for the sake of the exaltation of thy cause and the glorification of thy name. Have pity, then, upon those hearts which have been consumed by the fire of thy love and been touched by such tribulations as are known only unto thee. All Lord and honour to thee, O my God. Thou well knowest the things which for a score of years have happened in thy days and have continued to happen until this hour. No man can reckon, nor can any tongue tell what hath befallen thy chosen ones during all this time. They could obtain no shelter, nor find any refuge in which they could abide in safety. Turn then, O my God, their fear into the evidences of thy peace and thy security, and their abasement into the sovereignty of thy glory, and their poverty into thine all-sufficient riches, and their distress into the wonders of thy perfect tranquillity. Vouchsafe unto them the fragrances of thy might and thy mercy, and send down upon them out of thy marvellous loving kindness what will enable them to dispense with all except thee, and will detach them from aught save thyself, that the sovereignty of thy oneness may be revealed, and the supremacy of thy grace and thy bounty demonstrated. Wilt thou not, O my God, look upon the tears which thy loved ones have shed? Wilt thou not pity, O my beloved, the eyes which have been dimmed by reason of their separation from thee, and because of the cessation of the signs of thy victory? Wilt thou not behold, O my Master, the hearts wherein have beaten the wings of the dove of longing and love for thee? By thy glory, things have come to such a pass that hope hath well nigh been banished from the hearts of thy chosen ones, and the breaths of despair are ready to seize them by reason of what hath befallen them in thy days. Behold me then, O my God, how I have fled from myself unto thee, and have abandoned mine own being, that I may attain unto the splendours of the light of thy being, and have forsaken all that keepeth me back from thee, and maketh me forgetful of thee, in order that I may inhale the fragrances of thy presence and thy remembrance. Behold, how I have stepped upon the dust of the city of thy forgiveness and thy bounty, and dwelt within the precincts of thy transcendent mercy, and have besought thee through the sovereignty of him who is thy remembrance and who hath appeared in the robe of thy most pure and most august beauty, to send down in the course of this year upon thy loved ones what will enable them to dispense with any one except thee, and will set them free to recognize the evidences of thy sovereign will and all-conquering purpose, in such wise that they will seek only what thou didst wish for them through thy bidding, and will desire naught except what thou didst desire for them through thy will. Sanctify then their eyes, O my God, that they may behold the light of thy beauty, and purge their ears, that they may listen to the melodies of the dove of thy transcendent oneness. Flood then their hearts with the wonders of thy love, and preserve their tongues from mentioning any one save thee, and guard their faces from turning to aught else except thyself. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou verily art the Almighty, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Protect moreover, O my beloved, through thy love for them and through the love they bear to thee, this servant who hath sacrificed his all for thee and expended whatsoever thou hast given him in the path of thy love and thy good pleasure. And preserve him from all that thou abhorrest, and from whatsoever may hinder him from entering into the tabernacle of thy holy sovereignty, and from attaining the seat of thy transcendent oneness. Number him then, O my God, with such as have allowed nothing whatever to deter them from beholding thy beauty, or from meditating on the wondrous evidences of thine everlasting handiwork, that he may have fellowship with none except thee, and turn to naught save thyself, and discover in whatever hath been created by thee in the kingdoms of earth and heaven, nothing but thy wondrous beauty and the revelation of the splendours of thy face, and be so immersed beneath the billowing oceans of thine overruling providence and the surging seas of thy holy unity, that he will forget every mention except the mention of thy transcendent oneness, and banish from his soul the traces of all evil suggestions, O thou in whose hands are the kingdoms of all names and attributes. Lauded be thy name, O thou who art the goal of my desire. I swear by thy glory, how great is my wish to attain unto a detachment so complete that were there to appear before me those countenances which are hid within the chambers of chastity, and the beauty of which thou didst veil from the eyes of the entire creation, and whose faces thou didst sanctify from the sight of all beings, and were they to unveil themselves in all the glory of the splendours of thine incomparable beauty, I would refuse to look upon them, and would behold them solely for the purpose of discerning the mysteries of thy handiwork, which have perplexed the minds of such as have drawn nigh unto thee, and awed the souls of all them that have recognized thee. I would, by thy power and thy might, soar to such heights that nothing whatsoever would have the power to keep me back from the manifold evidences of thy transcendent dominion, nor would any earthly scheme shut me out from the manifestations of thy divine holiness. Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou, O my God, and my beloved, and my master, and my desire. Shatter not the hopes of this lowly one to attain the shores of thy glory, and deprive not this wretched creature of the immensity of thy riches, and cast not away this suppliant from the doors of thy grace and thy bounty and thy gifts. Have mercy then upon this poor and desolate soul, who hath sought no friend but thee, and no companion except thee, and no comforter save thee, and no beloved apart from thee, nor cherished any desire but thyself. Cast then upon me, O my God, the glances of thy mercy, and forgive me my trespasses, and the trespasses of them that are dear to thee, and which come in between us and the revelation of thy triumph and thy grace. Cancel thou, moreover, our sins, which have shut off our faces from the splendours of the day star of thy favours. Powerful art thou to do thy pleasure. Thou ordainest what thou willest, and art not asked of what thou wishest through the power of thy sovereignty, nor canst thou be frustrated in whatsoever thou prescribest through thine irrevocable decree. No God is there save thee, the Almighty, the Most Powerful, the Ever-Living, the Most Compassionate.